This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ed Spidle is president of the District Parent Coordinating Council and joins us live now on the Trocare College Live Line. Ed, thanks for being with us. I'm assuming you saw this video podcast over the weekend. I want to get just first your initial reaction when you heard what Detective High there had to say.
Thank you and good morning. First, I want to make it clear that I'm speaking as a parent in the district, not as parent rep, not as any other. I'm not associated with any other person with my comments today. I probably will be blacklisted for my opinion here. I am not surprised one bit. I am thankful that this detective came forward. The district has a history of covering up. I deal with a lot of special ed parents, and we have a lot of problems in the special ed department in Buffalo where our students are placed in improper classrooms. Our students are not given proper education. So this doesn't surprise me one bit.
Ed, have you personally seen any instances of a cover-up or under-reporting?
Maybe not in sexual assault, but I see cover-ups when it comes to district staff. I mean, some principals get privileged. The acting athletic director right now was put out on leave for 3 years, and he came back with a signed agreement that no one will share with the public where he had wrongdoing. There's things going on all the time.
You said you think you'd be blacklisted for saying these things. Why?
Because nobody wants us to speak bad about Buffalo Public Schools. The problem is that nobody ever takes serious. If you look, so the last 4 years, I've attended every board meeting but one. My health has been a little off the last month, so I didn't attend a board meeting. But almost every month, a parent comes and has a legitimate complaint that is either half taken care of or not taken seriously. If you look on that post, there were many people posting pictures of their children that were assaulted and hurt and waiting for answers from the district. The district stonewalls. I know there was a mom that reported her young child was assaulted by a teacher, and the district will not give the teacher's name, substitute teacher's name, so the mom can press charges. It's disturbing the lack of transparency that comes out of the Buffalo Public Schools.
You know, Detective Hyde said that he thought that staff isn't saying anything because they're afraid of losing their jobs. Do you agree with that?
100%. If you speak out, you're done. It's known that people have to secretly tell people. Like, people tell me stuff so I can address it with either board members or principals. When it becomes public, they can't hide it, but they hide things all the time.
So what do you think happens next? The district has only come out with a statement saying that this is not true. The school board is expected to meet with the district later today to learn a little bit more about this. Are you expecting some sort of investigation into the matter, or maybe nothing at all, judging from what you're saying?
My conversations with people, there will be a proper statement, I believe, from the board. I don't think the board can ignore this. They need an impartial investigation. This is deep. There's a lot of problems going on in the Buffalo Public Schools that are not being reported. There's DASA reports that are left open or closed without really good answers. There's many parents that have complaints.
Ed, do you plan to be at the school board meeting this afternoon?
Well, I'm assuming they're going immediately into executive session. So you show up and they're just going to disappear. I'm undecided. I go to every other board meeting. I mean, you guys have Larry Scott on this radio station all the time. Maybe it's time to ask him, why has he sat on his hands for so long regarding what's going on in our district? I mean, we've been begging. Here's an example. The parents have come forward with a placement problem for special ed, and we've some principals and some teachers have said the same thing, and the district is now telling the employees that they can't say we have a placement problem. We absolutely do. We have a child at Burgard that has Down syndrome that should not be at Burgard High School, but he's there in a special ed classroom that cannot meet his needs.
Well, we appreciate the time, Ed, and we'll be following the story, of course, here on WBEN. Ed Spidell is the president of the District Parent Coordinating Council.